Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, guys, this is episode 6 of After Hours, the official Open Sign Productions podcast. My name is Christian Nash.
I'm Ryan Webbeking.
Cam Clark.
J.R. Storch.
All right, guys, and we are going to be doing some talks about a few different things today. We got Jeremy here, so we're going to talk about some phobias.
Phobiano.
Also a couple of
Phobiano.
couple other games we're working on, like Stray and Made Guys. But I'll let Cam and Webb pretty much go into Made Guys.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Right.
It's our thing.
We're also gonna talk about our appearances down over at that there Fright Night. We got Michael Storch, Nate Barr, who is not with us tonight, obviously, Joe Leatherman, and Cameron Carey down there having a great old time.
Yeah.
Texting me up, talking about all sorts of business that's happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm. For what, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, that's supposedly what it's supposed to be. I don't really know. Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure it's something important.
It's a complex situation that supposedly happened several years ago down in Singapore.
Supposedly happened right over there in my basement.
Said the rapist.
3 of us were here when that happened.
Oh, God. But, yeah, let's talk about phobia since we actually have the creator of phobia here with us tonight.
Oh, do you?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really know what phobia is. I think it's just...
What's your phobia, Cam?
You being successful.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wow.
Damn.
No, come on.
Feel free to shut him down if you want to.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. So, yeah. Jeremy, talk about phobia. Because I really don't know that much about phobia, and I probably should.
You probably haven't watched every episode, have you?
No.
Seriously?
No, I've seen them all.
I was going to say.
No, I have. I swear, I have seen every one of them. I've been on set for just about half of them.
Right.
Actually, I think I've been on set for all of them.
Well, you're going to be on set for the next one for sure.
Yep.
You're acting.
Oh, God.
Big boy.
Is that the one that's your favorite topic? Not going to disclose?
Oh, yeah. No.
We can't talk about it.
Then. We can't talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Right, well, spoilers.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Secret squirrel shit.
Secret squirrel shit.
I talked about this a little bit. I don't know who else has talked about it. I'm sure Michael has. Or I don't know if you guys talked about phobia before.
We did an episode 3.
We did.
Okay. Yeah, remember when we were at Horror Hive? Yeah.
Right.
You, me, Michael, and Austin on that one.
Well, I don't know where to begin.
The beginning. Yeah.
Well, phobia pretty much is, and as you all know, is the horror web series that we started back last year?
Yeah, a little bit right after Phantom finished.
Wasn't it this year? I don't know. We started a while back, months and months ago.
Last year because I filmed. Fright Fair was in October.
Oh.
Yeah, I was still at my old apartment.
Right. Well, we pretty much started with this web series. The premise is, you know, what are you afraid of? It inspired by Goosebumps, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Tales from the Crypts. All those.
Twilight Zone,
X-Files, all those childhood episodes and series you watched as a child. But it was inspired by that, and then pretty much we made 10 episodes spamming last year and earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much season 1 got a pretty good start, I think. Multiple directors directed a bunch of them. Webbeking over here, you directed episode 6, Fright Fair.
Yeah.
Correct?
The longest one.
The longest one.
It's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that one was really good.
Oh, yeah.
But that was like a Halloween episode, so I got permission
to be extra long with it.
Yeah, it was the Halloween special. And
yeah.
That one is, if I'm still correct, it's the most popular and most viewed one. So
except for maybe...
It's right...
Midnight Madness now.
Yeah. That's over 500. I think yours is over 700.
Yeah, yours is pretty up there.
Shadow Puppets is close, too. But anyway, so we started with 10 episodes. And then starting with the new, as we've talked about before, the new Horror Hive channel and website that will be going up, which is where the blood runs like honey.
Yeah, I was wondering who was going to say it.
I was hoping that was
going to be me. I kept looking at someone like who's going to say it. I didn't want to say it. Who's going to do it?
Pretty much that's where we're putting, we're creating content, which Phobia is being exclusive content for Horror Hive, the channel, when the website comes up. So we have so far released 4 new episodes of Phobia. Pretty good reception so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll be releasing, we actually just changed the date. Now we're releasing on Tuesdays leading up to Halloween. So we have about three more episodes coming out, and then we're going to be doing it however much. I'm not sure yet.
Like once a month.
Once a month, something like that, maybe twice. But yeah, I mean, it's going well so far, so...
Can I just say, like, I mean, working with OpenSign for 4 years now?
4 years?
Has it been three or four?
Three.
Working for OpenSign for about 3 years now. I think it's really weird to be, like, now, because even now I do. I mean, you talk about one of our channels, and you have, I don't know about you guys, but I have to say the tagline with it. Like, I can't help it. Yeah, like, well, yeah, horrorhive.com where the blood runs like honey. Like, I say the whole thing, and then, like, I'm like, what the fuck
do you say the whole thing? Yeah, I never say the whole thing.
It's weird to me.
I don't like to say the. I don't say anything.
Unless I'm making someone else say it.
Well, then the three of you can just gently go to the next room and fuck yourselves, because, you know, now I look weird in front of all these people.
Dude, that is weird. Why would you?
Shut up, man. I mean, you're.
Well, I guess Phobia before. I mean, Phobia doesn't really have a. I think the general tagline was, what is your phobia?
Yeah.
I think that's usually what we said.
What
is your fear? That was more Phantom, I guess.
What do you fear?
Oh, Phantom was kind of, what is your fear?
I thought Phantom was beware.
Beware
the wolves.
Beware the forest, but...
you see those trees, don't go in there.
Don't go in those fucking trees,
man. See the guy in the spandex suit? Don't go to him.
Oh, don't go next to that guy.
That is one filthy suit. I don't care how many times you wash it.
What? I don't think we have.
Oh.
No, what the fuck? You guys said...
Mike said it.
I put that shit on.
Well, you throw the shooting at Phantom, it was never washed. Yeah, I know that.
You would definitely...
And I was in that thing a lot. So.
Dude, yeah, the only time I was in that was for the stupid poster.
Yeah, that is you in the poster, isn't it?
By so many fucking mosquitoes. That sucked so bad.
What was I in it for? Did you guys take that for the DVD? Or what
was... That was for...
I didn't know you were in it.
I think that was for the...
It was one
night. Or the t-shirts or something.
It's for, like, promotional gear for the...
Oh, no shit?
Porygon.
Oh, so that shirt that I'm wearing is actually of me. It's fucked up.
It's actually you, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I did it one night on Midnight Madness. Like, Michael's like, here, you're going to put this on. And I was just like, what?
We've all
was like,
besides Cam.
No,
nope, there's a reason for that.
Cam can't fit in the spandex suit. Cam is too fat for the spandex suit.
Oh, my dear Lord, dude. That thing was so cramped.
I will put it on one of these days. Like, someone will be... I'll have the suit all by myself, and I'll just be like...
You're going to break it.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes. Cam in a spandex.
So...
Gross.
Pretty much... Phobia is being released and a bunch of other content on Horror Hive, and we're slowly increasing interviews. Got Cam and Joe's Never Heard of It.
Oh, yeah.
Review.
That's a lot. Show. That's actually a shit ton of fun.
Yeah.
Because, like,
it's fun, isn't it?
You'd be weird. It'd be weird. Like, I don't even know.
What do you say?
I don't know. I had a sentence and I fucked it all up. But basically.
Is that actually up there right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, watch that. It's cool. I like watching myself.
Yeah, just go to on YouTube. Just type in "Never Heard of It," and the first one they reviewed is Otis, 2008.
Great movie.
Yeah, but yeah, just go to Horror Hive. Check out Phobias.
Yeah, I
think
I know what that one is.
The thing about, like, okay, so a little side story to that. When Joe first told me about this, I was like, okay, that sounds cool. And he's like, he texts me, he goes, "Hey, I have a movie for you to watch," and I've seen a lot of shit. And especially, like, even before we did this, like, before it wasn't that much, and then I became friends with you, Weba King, and now I've seen a whole bunch of stuff, and some of it I wish I never did. Enter the Void. And the, he goes, I have a movie for you to watch. I'm like, all right, what is it? And he's like, Otis. I was like, oh, dude, shit, I own that. I'll watch that, no problem. And I watched it again with the more, like, trying to piece together the true understanding. Yeah, more observant. And that movie's fucking beautiful. Like, in so many different ways.
I have the full movie because it's actually Joe put it in.
Yeah.
The editor. So I have the whole thing. So I guess I could watch it if I
wanted. It's good. It's a good movie. It really is a good movie. Yeah. And
I enjoyed it. I've seen it once.
Is that the one where the zombie's the pet or whatever?
No, that's Fido.
Oh, that's Fido.
I have not seen Fido.
Fido's awesome. Otis is about...
Like, I know I've seen...
Think of the saddest person you know, and now
I just remember Kevin Pollak being in it.
Yeah, Kevin Pollak's an asshole in this movie. It's hilarious.
Spoilers.
Something.
Spoiler alert! It's dildo.
Yeah. He just took Webb's moment away.
It's a chainsaw dildo.
It's a chainsaw. Oh my god. Well, dildo. How would that work? So, film. Anyways. Like chainsaw dildos in film.
Phobia, everybody.
Phobia.
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 That's
phobia.
That.
Well, I was going to say that I'm actually really happy with a lot of the progress that's come with Phobia.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I heard the idea at first, I was fucking stupid. And then, like, you know,
I'm glad you thought that when I brought that up.
I'm just...
summer.
Well, the idea sounded dumb to me, and then you did it, and I was like, oh.
That first one.
This is actually pretty creepy.
Photographs. And...
Yeah, and I... Because I know we're... Like, a lot of the inspiration that you pull from is... Shit.
Creepypasta.
Yeah, creepypasta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck. Great, now I'm talking
about
this.
You're welcome.
Well, no one translates creepypastas in the film.
No.
It happens every now and then, but it's not a big popular...
Like, honestly, I have been like, oh, I'm going to read some creepypasta and come up with inspiration, and I get, like, into two stories, and I'm so creeped out, I can't do it anymore. Because I'm a pussy.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
But, no, like, just because we had never experienced anything like a web series before, like, when we were first starting. And some people that we had known were doing a web series, and so, like, all right, we'll give it a shot. And so we started trying out the web series. God, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. I've had a long day. And so we started with the web series, and that kind of inspired me a little bit to start working on the web series we were talking about last week, which I want to touch on again. A little bit, just to talk about, like, where the progress is right now. Like,
Made guys.
We're on episode 3 in the script.
Weren't you originally going to call it Made Men? But then there's also the series, Mad Men.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Wait, I think it was, for, like, 10 seconds it was Made Men.
That's what I remember it being.
And, like, we talked about it a little more.
Something else before that, too.
Like, what we're starting to learn in the script, and even Christian's read the first two.
Yeah.
And, Christian, give me your opinion on the script. On the scripts.
I think they're really well put together. It's really tight. There's not too much information coming at you in each episode. Like, I think they fit perfectly into what do you think, like, at least the length is going
to
be
probably anywhere between 6 to 8 minutes. Yeah, honestly, like, I mean,
like,
on paper,
more than 10 minutes.
No, it looks so long on paper, but, like,
they're fucking hilarious, dude. Like, I can't wait to see this shit happen.
Well, like, the one thing that I really want to do with it is do a mix between funny and serious.
Yeah.
Like, you said Cam and Webby King's, when they're together, like, right now, it's a scary, scary thing.
Yeah, like, you guys, I mean, you'll probably...
It's not too scary.
We're just in Webb's basement right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm leaving.
You'll probably never... You guys will probably never hear it because, like, we like to be a little more professional when we do... Well, I mean, just a smidgen. But just we like to keep some of the secret... Yeah, just a tip. We like to keep some of the secret, horrible, oh my god shit to ourselves. But, yeah.
That's what we shall say.
Webb and Cam together is not good.
Nope.
You can try and pretend it's not that bad, Ryan, but I think you and I both know it's not good.
Oh, yeah.
But that will be happening next year.
that I was like, man, I should.
Oh, Made Guys?
Made Guys.
Yeah, Made Guys. Made Guys. Oh, fuck me. Starts filming in February?
Something like
that. That's the game.
Projected date.
Because, like, we've got the rest.
Which means it probably won't happen.
Yeah, probably. We've got the rest of Stray shooting. We have the pickup shot shit in January. And then as soon as January is done.
It's hard to see past Stray.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It really is.
And we should probably at least let it get closer to the premiere before we.
No, we're. No. Damn it.
Well, Nash, you got shot down right there.
No. I don't really know the projectile date.
The
projectile.
Projected.
Okay,
I like projectile. We'll
probably start filming sometime in February.
Yeah.
Maybe March.
Probably March.
See, when it comes
we'll probably
to.
Probably start seeing episodes.
In April. It'll probably be a spring release kind of thing. I think all of my shit's coming out in the spring.
See, when I say when are we going to be filming, I like to say probably in 2015.
Yeah, I'm glad you.
It's
like
always safer.
Yeah,
yeah, to not give like an actual.
Like, Stray will be released in 2015.
We only have 2 months of 2014 left. So.
Thank God.
Let's just say Q1 2015.
I guess like
three
since,
actually. I guess
we could talk. Let's talk a little bit about Stray. Like, I really just wanted to touch on Made Guys. I don't want to talk too much about it.
I hate that movie.
I love it.
It needs to be finished.
As you can tell from these two jackasses, and
don't get me wrong, I love it.
We've been we're tired. It. Like, we're tired. We've been filming for a very long time.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm tired. Oh.
Man. Oh yeah. Whoa. Nash over here is the most tired.
Yeah.
Can't help.
No,
it.
No man, I mean.
It's that time of the season.
Well, when we're done filming, my job's only half done.
Yeah, Jeremy's editing Stray. That's all on Jerbear here.
Yeah. It's coming along.
Really?
Yes, it is. And it will be out next year in 2015.
I just want to fucking finish up my scene so I can get a goddamn haircut.
I do too, so I can quit hearing you bitch about your goddamn hair.
Dude, it's getting long, man. Fuck.
I don't know. I'm really happy with how things have been coming along with it.
Yeah.
All of our shoots have been going really good.
Yeah, which is weird. Like, I'm not used
to that.
Doesn't
usually happen.
What do you mean, usually?
Doesn't happen.
There you go. I remember, like on Phantom, we would always have something that would take forever. And, like, on the first half of Stray, Phase 1, we had always had something that was taking forever.
Damn snow.
Oh, goddamn snow.
Goddamn snow. We still have to shoot some shit.
In the snow.
Yeah, okay. I need inserts.
We got like a whole week, probably.
Well, don't you
5 days?
Don't you remember? Like, we used to, what we would always say, like, it's gonna happen. We're gonna have to fucking do it.
Oh yeah.
Like, but we just pushed. Like, all the pushing we did. Okay, we pushed really hard. Last winter, all the way up until April, we finished in April. That's how long the cold went on for.
Oh, and then dude. It was fucking ridiculous.
And then we took cold when you came
May?
On to it.
Yeah, it was.
Then we took the rest of April. We took... No, because it was like... We took all of May.
Took a couple
months
off.
June and took July and then started filming in August.
Yeah, because we started Midnight Madness in what? July?
A little bit after my birthday.
That took a while to film, too.
Yeah. I mean...
Started in July?
And now we've been filming...
Every Sunday for, like, what, 6 or 8 weeks?
Midnight Madness took a long time.
Midnight Madness.
Nah, it started before... It had to have started before July, right?
No.
No, it started in June.
It started June.
Yeah, dude, because it was, like, not too long into when I joined the company is when I think... Like, yeah, we're doing the Cinema Center shoot tonight.
Right.
And
it only took 2 months.
We've been filming for this will be our 6 month
episode. I mean, it turned out to be a pretty fucking good episode, though. It was cool.
So, add on the 9 months we filmed last year.
Have we had a weekend off since?
Yeah.
Besides.
Well, we had Horrorhound.
No.
No.
For 3 weeks.
We've had over 30 shoot days.
For 3 weeks, we shot really early for 12 hours. At least.
Oh my god, I get to sleep a little bit this week.
I know, I was really happy to say, I was really happy to say 10 this week.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm...
I was really happy to
me
hear.
For that.
I know, and I got
Thank
it too.
Jeremy.
I got it too. But you know, the whole reason that I did those early shoots in the first place is so we could get what we needed to get.
I mean, yeah, overall it was a good idea because we did, I mean, there were, like, that one day, holy shit, we were running late. What did we get out of there at, man, like, 8 or some shit?
Which was, we hadn't left your brother's at dark since Phantom.
And forever.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've left anywhere after 5.
We shot at your brother's when it was dark also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phantom was mostly long night shoots.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
We have we have to do that with Stray, too.
At my brother's or at the Nature Preserve.
I don't know why I did that.
Same locations in Stray.
So,
but you won't know.
Well, now people know.
I just...
You fucking ass.
Like, as someone who's been... As the two of you have been there the whole time.
Who are you pointing at?
The, oh, shit, yeah. So... Weber King and Jeremy,
there you go,
have been there the entire time.
I'm leaving that in.
And they got to really watch it grow. And, like, I've said this before. I know we've said this plenty of times on our podcast before, but nobody will ever, ever know what a bitch filming in this winter was. Like, it was so bad.
I won't even know.
No.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was bad. It was real bad. And let's talk about why Jeremy Storch is a fucking idiot and thinks that wearing Chuck Taylors out in shin-deep snow, you're a moron.
All right, I will contest to this. I have one pair of shoes, and they're Chuck Taylors.
I have like 9.
I had boots now when I went to Europe, but that was in the summer. So...
Oh, my God. My,
so you'll have boots for it. When we have to go back out.
I will have boots. Waterproof also.
At least we don't have to, like, take a shit ton of people out like we did before. That sucks.
At least I have boots now because my character has boots.
It can be, like, 5 people. Tops. Including the actors.
See, I remember when, before we started shooting, when you had the first draft of the script. I was sitting in a library, and you sent it to me, and I got it on my iPad. And I read it in one sit. I sat in the library for about an hour and a half, and I read the whole thing. And I just nodded my head and said, yeah, this is a camp script. Look at this grammar. And,
yeah, I have well, okay.
Let's say that it's very different than what it is now.
Yeah.
I was doing spell check on his stuff last night.
I actually edit my scripts now instead of just sending them out so I don't look like a total idiot. Yeah, but when I'm writing something, whenever I write something, it's like, oh, fuck grammar. I'll worry about it later.
Yeah, I actually got to see Cam's process. Too. He wrote, like, what, almost all of episode 2 of
All
Made
of
Guys
episode 2. I finished the whole
at
thing.
At my apartment last
night. Yeah, he tends to barf scripts out really fast.
Long time ago, great story. Jeremy and I,
oh shit.
When Jeremy and I first met, it was when we were doing Missing.
Oh man.
And I wanted to make a feature film, but at the time I wanted to do just gangster stuff. That was like my big thing. And of course that changed, but I mean, it still is, but you know, that's not what happened.
Gangsta Tracy, man.
Yeah, Gangsta Tracy. Well, I was like, hey guys, I have an idea for a script, and I told them the idea, and they're like, oh cool, all right, write it, and let's see what it looks like. And what was it, a week later, I sent Mike a 90-page script, 90, 100, something like that, just something I did in a week, because I never did homework, so I just wrote. And, I mean, my process isn't too difficult. I put my headphones in, I sit in a quiet room, I do some drugs, and then I just start going, and I just see how that goes.
We here at After Hours do not endorse drugs.
Never do a thing like that.
I don't know what
Michael's
is
might
drugs.
Hear this.
The tagline of our...
You drink a lot of cough medicine, right?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah, cough medicine.
I take some Sudafed.
Coke.
PM. Sudafed PM.
A gallon of PCP. A whole gallon. It comes in liquid form.
Does it?
No. I will laugh if because of this, now your house is watched.
This guy.
All because this fucking podcast.
I close myself off so I can write. It helps me focus. I don't even listen to half of the shit that plays on my iTunes when I'm doing it. It's just noise. But I can't do it with people talking because that throws me off because I'm trying to write dialogue.
Well, I can't write around anybody.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I can.
My wife is the only person that gets to be in the same room.
I can write around you, Ryan, but that's because, like, with some people, if I can write around you, it means that I don't feel the need to constantly entertain you. I think that you're okay on your own. That's like the people at Open Sign.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
I know what you mean.
And apparently my roommate and his girlfriend.
Oh, dude, I just, like, once those were in, I was gone.
Yeah, I know.
No one was calling me back. I knew you were talking about me a couple times. Because I could feel the presence of conversation verging towards to me. I'm so good at English today. Yeah. What?
Yeah, especially that. I'm so good.
I'm so good.
So, but, so yes, The Stray is, it's happening. It's almost done filming, and then it will be out next year.
We have an Indiegogo for it.
Indiegogo. Go, Cam.
We've got an Indiegogo for The Stray. That's cool. Indiegogo, for those of you who do not know, is a...
It's like Kickstarter.
It's like Kickstarter. Yeah, I guess that's the only way to put it. It's like Kickstarter, but it's set up for the ones running a campaign is different. Like, Kickstarter, like, if you don't meet your goal, you don't get your money. But with Indiegogo, if you don't meet your goal, it's cool. They take a little bit more, but you still get money.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's, if you meet your goal, they only take 4%. If you don't meet your goal, they take 9%.
That's still not too bad.
No. And it's going to be worth... It's going to be good because we need it.
And we have, like, compared to a lot of other stuff, we have a relatively low goal of, what is it, $600?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's always, like... Mike's always said, aim a little low.
Yeah.
To be surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, we've got a lot of people that are backing it so far. We've got people that are waiting. I think we're waiting for, like, the weekend to come in.
That's what a lot of people will do is...
We'll wait till the weekend.
You'll get a whole bunch that'll contribute the week of the deadline.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's cool. Like, I'm not worried about it. Mm. I'm excited for it.
That's
and
what
I'm
happened
glad.
with Phantom, I believe. And when I worked on East of Nowhere, that
there's
happened
a,
with that, too.
There's a picture. There's a couple pictures on there from shooting, including all the Marines.
I'm on the actual Stray advertisement twice.
Yeah. See, don't say who. Let's see if people figure it out.
Well, if it's not going to be all
Oh, wow, I never noticed that.
Yeah, see?
I thought that was hilarious. I'm just like, God, just give me more things to stroke my ego with.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't give him more things to stroke his ego with.
Yeah. Like print me one of them.
What?
It's like myself and Phantom. My ego and Phantom was, 8 credits or something?
Yeah.
So.
Jeremy played in Phantom. Jeremy played Jake, which is the most pathetic role in the film to me, honestly. It's most awkward, and God, some of your scenes are just hard. Like when you first meet Lana.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh every time. I remember when
it wasn't awkward filming it. It was just the scenes. They're awkward.
The way that filmmaking most. Like, once a production's finished, it'll get polished and we'll have a rough cut of the entire movie. The people, like the writers, the director, and, like, all the writers were pretty much producers, so some of the producers, they got to sit in and watch it, and, oh my God, how many fucking jokes did we make? By the time we got to the actual cut. When we got to the actual cut, Michael had to tell us verbatim, don't make any jokes and no laughing.
Yeah.
Because we laughed every single time.
The commentary?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was hard.
It was.
God, like,
hard not to make any jokes. Or
to make any serious
bad jokes.
Yeah, there were some seriously bad jokes. Like,
did you use puns?
No. Yeah, a couple of them. It depended on the scene. Like, every time... We used to make fun of Jeremy in all of his scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we made fun of Jeremy in every scene he was in, except for the one where he cries. I think that's it. Because I think we actually had a lot of... I had a lot of respect for you for that scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because that was... Because I trained on an actor, and you are now. But at the time, like, you had never done that before.
Uh-huh.
And you did it, and I was like, holy shit. I'm actually kind of sad. Nope. I'm actually tearing up talking about it. I'm getting a little chub. Is that weird?
You like it when boys cry?
Yeah. That, for those of you who haven't seen Phantom...
Holy shit.
We lost Cam.
Okay. Cam's gone.
You're the one that got
chubbed. Yeah, for those who haven't seen Phantom, it's... I'm sorry for my acting.
I am too.
Sorry for Cam's acting.
Sorry. I'm sorry for my
Sorry for Levikin's acting.
What are you talking about? Oh, shit, I am in Phantom.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Especially that party scene was your time to shine.
Dude that looks at Steve, remember?
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is going on with Steve?
What's going on with Steve,
guys?
You're the guy at the party.
I'm supposed to be stoned, but I was actually drunk.
Mm. That's acting.
Why was there actual liquor at the... It was the episode title. That was...
People got
yeah, where'd all that liquor come from? Because...
I think we all just burst into... Deb's liquor and started going at it.
Because,
wasn't it Kenton's
hopefully
birthday?
Hopefully she doesn't listen.
Yeah, it was.
I just, I don't know. Like, everything that's going on with Astray is just going really smoothly. I'm really excited to finish the project.
Yeah, me too. I'm really
fucking excited to finish the project.
It's yeah. Over.
And I'm excited for everyone that's going to see it. Because, like, honestly, I know we sit here and we're all kind of like, ugh. But we love, like, don't get us wrong. We love doing it. It's just like doing something for a really long time, you're just exhausted.
I think I'm the only one here who's really not like that because I haven't been on all that long.
Yeah, that's true. When we're done with it, and
I've been here for like, what, 7 months?
I'm excited. Like, I'm done. I'm
month mark. It's like, I'm ready to work on something else.
I'm excited because when it's done, we get to chill for a bit. And watch Jeremy put it together. Jeremy's not done. But Jeremy, I get to sit with Jeremy and watch him put it together.
Yeah.
And he's going to fucking hate me.
Yeah, just breathe down his neck like, what's this look like?
Well, because I'm very... I watch and I'm quiet and I repeat things and I'll watch things and it pisses Jeremy off and it's really funny.
Hold on, what if we put this here? Cam.
I entertain Cam when I edit just enough where he shuts up. And
he's just like,
when he's gone, I actually do real work.
Fuck you, man. November 1st, we're going to be watching the put together sequence of phase one of Stray.
That was November 5th.
No, it's November 1st.
Who's
we? I can't remember November 1st, only the 5th.
Is it just you and Jeremy?
Yes, it'll be only me and Jeremy.
Fuck.
I know everyone wants to see it, but nobody will get to see it but me and Jeremy and Webb and Michael. It'll be us four.
I get to see it?
I'm saying it now. We're the four that get to see it. We're the four that get to do all that stuff. It's going to be fine. You'll see it when it's done. I promise.
In 2015.
In 2015. But yeah, I guess...
At some point.
I think this is a good spot for us to wrap this up. Yeah. I think that's a pretty sexy area to wrap it up.
You could put it like that. Yeah.
Alrighty, you guys. Well,
woo, Christian!
Everybody fucking looked at me awkwardly. I'm just like, alright.
I didn't look at
you. Well, yeah, okay. Webb didn't.
Webb's not looking at anyone. Well,
as mostly as Cam. Here. Cam looked at me like, are you going to finish?
You going to finish?
I don't even know where the hell I am right now.
Right. Oh, shit.
Well, for After Hours this week, I am Christian Nash.
Ryan Webbeking.
Cam Clark.
J.R.S. Storch.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.